Williamson County State's Attorney Brandon Zanotti is joining me in the studio. First off, it's good to see you again.
You too, Tom. Always. Thanks.
You know, with the election coming up, when it comes to state's attorney, and I often say this, especially about judges, Republican, Democrat, you know, that division bothers me in some categories, and this is one of them.
I get that all across the county, Tom. Every time, you know, I go to a senior center, a coffee shop, people are always confused. You know, they say that about the judges. They say that about my race, the
right.
state's attorney race. And I can agree with that. You know, I think that what we do, it's you know, we're seeking justice. We're trying to put the bad guys behind bars. And that's not a Democrat issue. It's not a Republican issue.
You know, as a lifelong resident of Southern Illinois, I continually watch that we see, and in many people, I don't know if it's our safety exactly. In some cases it is, but we feel that some of the stuff, our safety of our communities has been eroded a little bit. I think meth had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know, little car break-ins here, there, and then a shooting here and there that we don't feel as safe as we once did. And we look to law enforcement and ultimately the state's attorney to make our community safer.
Absolutely. And that's why, Tom, I think the crux of my campaign and what I have to say is about that is, working with law enforcement has been, from the day I took over from Chuck Garnotti, has been my number one goal, is making those relationships with law enforcement work better, work more efficiently, because I think that's the only way. We're two sides of the same coin, the prosecutors and the cops. And us having open lines of communication and working well together is the only way we are going to make this community safer.
Well, when you brought up Chuck Garnotti's name, I mean, let's take an example from Mr. Garnotti's playbook. And more than one occasion, he said in the very same location that you did today, we were on there, and he says, look, if you're a meth dealer, you better get the hell out of Williamson County.
Right?
I mean,
absolutely.
Can a state's attorney say, especially, can a state's attorney say, look, we're going to go out and do something about this crime? Can you do that as a state's attorney?
Yeah, we can. We can. You know, there are various ways to do it. We can
say, I want to do something about heroin.
Yes, there's task force we can form. But, you know, one thing I've done, which has been very effectively, is work well with the Southern Illinois Enforcement Group, which is the local group comprised of multiple law enforcement agencies that perform a lot of drug interdiction and, you know, go undercover and get a lot of these big drug dealers. And I think, you know, helping them, I've helped them, you know, with funding for getting better equipment, new equipment, but also keeping open communication lines, getting overhears on a timely basis, which are the orders that, you know, allow you to listen in on cell phone calls and text messages. That's helped a lot, as well as the grand jury system, being able to kind of get a bunch of drug dealers together in one pop of one grand jury and send out multiple indictments. I think that sends a very strong signal. When we did that the first time, we had many drug users and drug dealers, after they were caught, said, man, we know a lot of people after that happened. We were getting out of the county. We were getting out of the state. That kind of stuff sends a strong message to those out there.
Yeah, and you never think about this. You know that doctors are a peer group and they communicate. I never think of drug dealers as being a peer group that communicates with themselves and going, you know what? You probably want to get out while the getting's good. Because when it comes to state's attorney, now for a period of time in many Southern Illinois counties, the judicial system was overwhelmed. Meth had a lot to do with that. When I spoke with judges, they talk about their docket for the day and meth. What is the situation when it comes to the efficiency, getting people through that system, finding them guilty and prosecuting? I mean, are we still backlogged or are we caught up? What's the status in Williamson County?
I'd say it's hard to say. We're probably in between that backlogged and caught up. I mean, I think you saw with meth, 10 years ago or so, sent a lot of these people to prison. A lot of them are starting to get out now and they're making meth again. So we're starting to, it's kind of a cyclical situation. We're starting to see a little bit more on the meth cases. But I think what's very important too is, you know, and I think our law enforcement, Williamson County, do a good job. We have to, you know, differentiate between the drug dealer, the one that's actually selling drugs, making the profit on it, and those that truly have the addiction, the meth addiction, the heroin addiction. And on those that are truly just the addicts, you know, we try to incorporate as part of that plea, gateway rehabilitation, some form of drug rehab versus the strict punishment end on the drug dealers.
Right, which especially when you talk about prison overcrowding and things
right.
along that line, that there's a role to be played there as well. When it comes to the state's attorney's office, this is your first election to be state's attorney, as you alluded to before, appointed by Chuck Garnotti. So if you have a platform that is inherently Brandon Zanotti, that is inherently about the upcoming term as state's attorney, what would that platform be?
It goes back to how we just started this interview, Tom. Law enforcement, law enforcement, law enforcement. It is about working well with the police. And we're going to be seeing it. You're the first one that officially knows this. I have been endorsed and I'm supported by every single law enforcement head in this county, from the sheriff on down to the chief of police of the smallest village in this county. Every single law enforcement head has endorsed me in this election. I'm very proud of that, and I think that speaks volumes about the relationship we're building together.
And I think when you look at it in the contemporary sense, that police very much, especially in larger areas, are under siege. But I've talked to local law enforcement as well, and Illinois State Police, and they've said they've never seen a time in there, and some of these guys have been around for a long time, where people don't want to cooperate with the police, thinking about they want to fight you. They think they're going to grab their guns. I mean, right now, policemen don't seem to have as many, and women do not seem to have as many friends as they once did in the community.
I agree, and it's very unfortunate. It's very sad. There's this kind of anti-law enforcement trend, and it's like a virus spreading across the country. We are so fortunate here in Williamson County. We have excellent police agencies, from the state police to the county to the municipalities, and I hate to see that kind of that effect trickle down here, because we have great men and women in uniform.
I mean, when you talk about supporting the police officers, that can happen in different ways. It's not just after there's been arrest and there's an incident. Good guidance from the state's attorney's office on how to conduct behavior, how to conduct an investigation, because cops aren't lawyers. They know the law, but it's a different ilk. And I've often heard that state's attorneys give guidance. If we're going to do this, then you've got to make sure we do this, this, and this to make sure these expectations and standards for due diligence are met.
You're exactly right. And the laws are changing all the time. And one thing I implemented, it was new to my administration, was we set up quarterly meetings with law enforcement, and we have presentations and seminars. So as a new law changes, or as a new case comes down from the Supreme Court or the appellate court, we bring in the chiefs. We bring in anyone that wants to come in law enforcement, and we set up a presentation and a how-to and a question and answer session on that. And I believe it's gone over very well.
All right, so you've got 2 weeks until the election. Williamson County State's Attorney incumbent Brandon Zanotti is joining us this morning. When it comes to why you're running,
yes,
why this job? It's because it's not a relaxing day at the beach.
No, it is not.
You know, I've known a number of state's attorneys, and it seems to wear a person down in a kind of profound way, especially your faith in your fellow human being. And I found others are a little more resilient to that than others. I mean, this is a trying job, and it involves people's fates. Whether they're going to go to prison for 20 or 30 years.
It does.
Are you up for this, Brandon?
I absolutely am, Tom. I mean, there's no question about it. It's a high-stress level job, but it's one I believe I'm the best equipped to deal with. I think I have the best experience to handle this job. And, you know, like you were saying, it is very complicated, but why I'm wanting to do this, you know, Williamson County has been my home my whole life. I was born and raised here. I care about it. I love Southern Illinois. And anything I can do to help make our part of Southern Illinois safer for our families, a safer place to live and work, for our kids.
And making the place more attractive to business. And I'm sorry that I come out that
You're
way
exactly
in the safety
right.
because
no.
that one gives you the other.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to go build a company and I want to start a business in Marion, Illinois. Well, they got a lot of crime down there. Well, then let's pick Carbondale. Whatever it is,
without
right?
a doubt, that does happen, and that's something that we're, you know, we have great community leaders, and we all work together on that end too. And you know, we want to make this a place that businesses, that families feel comfortable moving into, and I think we do. I think you see that the growth in Marion and Carterville. I think that speaks volumes. You know, Williamson County is one of the only growing counties south of Springfield.
You know, what's interesting about state attorney's office? It's so easy, and I just caught myself doing it. I'm thinking about meth. I'm thinking about crime. I'm thinking about shooting. It involves a lot more than that. There are so many other cases that don't have that, how dare I say this, romantic angle that we see on TV and cops and robbers aspect. There's another whole area of expertise that's required a state's attorney that doesn't involve violent crime and drugs.
Absolutely. There's so much. You know, we talked about the bad check program before. You know, that's something Chuck Garnotti started and one I've continued. We are known. Williamson County is known throughout the state. This is a county you do not write a bad check in. I mean, period. And that reputation is known.
For five or 500?
Absolutely.
Doesn't make a difference.
And it's the same on the sex cases. You know, you commit a sexual assault, any kind of sexual abuse case in this county, we have a very strong track record there as well.
Brandon, it's good to have you in. So this endorsement by law enforcement, this is going to be released today?
We're going to release it. Should be in some papers here soon, and then, you know, some direct mail as well.
And heard it on radio first, so thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
Every
Thank you,
Every single
Tom.
Law enforcement, every chief, every agency in your county.
Every law enforcement head of every agency in this county, including the sheriff.